Blog Talk Radio.
Guide us to
a place where you
play.
Amen. And that God brought it back to RVA, you know, Virginia, where lovers are. And we lead the pack. And so, again, welcome home. And I miss some of you. I feel like I haven't seen you all year. I miss you so much. I wasn't having it today. I'm going to make sure I sent the cavalry out to get you. Amen. Where at? Where at? We're going to come on home. That's the sound of it. I thank God and praise God for each and every one of you. I thank God for my help me in the person of Jesus Christ, who is here in the house with us today. Amen. And making sure that we'll open up and everything will go on well today. Here in the Livingstone Ministry
sanctuary,
you're so grateful to have this space that you grow and go out of it. We say go out of it. Sure. Amen. We're going to love. I'm going to say this on the air. I can say almost anything on air because that truck in the mic. We're going to love the hell out of it. We're going to go down into the love zone. We're going to go to the love zone. God is already preparing a venue for us so that we can just relax and flow like we like. Thank God for this sanctuary, for this church family, the Kingdom family here, and we are led by Apostle Pete Mason and Elder, we call her E.P. Monkey Rapper Patterson. She is the second pastor and all the leaders there. I want to say publicly and to the whole world, we thank God for making space for us.
Amen.
In this place. Amen. A church plant, a new church plant. We're just a few months old. Amen. I think we've got off to a good start. Amen. And we're going to continue in that fashion. Right, church? Now, I like this. My mama taught us coming up. That would be Mother Lily. She loved this song, Give My Flowers While I Live. And so I don't know if I'm going to see you again after we leave here. So I want to be known this very moment and this day in your ears, in your eyes, and I want you to know that your pastor, Dr. B, I love you. Each and every one of you, just the way you are.
Yeah.
I'm going to be happy to see you, but I'll be watching. I'm just going to say, okay, you don't have a lesson today? Come on now. Whatever I have to say to you as your pastor, Mama used to say, I'm just doing this because I love you. And I do love you. And the thing is, I always say, you know I always say this, right? Champions train what?
Hard.
Champions train how?
Hard.
Champions train the hardest.
Hardest.
Yes, that put that end on that because that's like, you know, continue. We're training hard. And so today our broadcast is going to be unique. We're going to go ahead, going to cut the chase on a lot of things that we normally do so we can give the word while they're listening. And then the first hour we're going to message to the world. And then we're going to break it down and we're going to do some planning. Because commonly, you know, the second month of the year, the first Saturday, and we don't have our annual calendar filled yet. So we're going to break it down. The title of my message to the world, give us a prompt to, is it comes from that scripture that says over in Habakkuk 2:2, write the vision, what? And make it plain. So when people see it, they will run with that. So I'm going to give that message to the world, and then after we sign off, it's going to be about dotting the I's and crossing the T's on the vision that God has given us as a church family. Anybody have any problems?
No, ma'am.
So God said so. And you don't really want to have a problem with God, right?
Amen.
No way,
Jose.
So, get out the Bible really quick. I want to let the world know that we are coming to the Bible this year. We're going to hang out with. And that Bible is called the Compass Bible. I mean, you do not have that in your possession at the moment. Why not? Don't come to church without your love manual. Always have it. I have two that I can let people borrow here. Those of you who listen to Radio Land, You can go to the nearest Olive in your hometown, wherever that is, whether you're in Texas, New York, California, Mexico, Brazil, wherever you are, wherever you have an Olive, you can go there and pick up this compass Bible, this study Bible for the navigating your life. Pick up this Bible from Olive. It's at $4.99. I don't know. That's a great line. Especially because this is a just tremendous Bible. Amen. We've been enjoying it. We've been doing Bible study with it. And we will continue. So, but in the meantime, grab whatever Bible you have. It'll be okay. As long as it's a Christian Bible. If you grab it for us, it'll be long. Amen. But pick up a Christian Bible in your home or go on your go Google on your computer and find the book of Habakkuk. That's H-A-B-B-U-K. And our Bible says, family, I'm showing love, is on page 1110. Okay? 1110. So you can kick that up for young people. Young people, I want you to particularly take notes, as you always do. Amen. So at the end of service, you will be able to give an account for what you heard. Amen. Amen. Habakkuk 2 and 2. That's where we're going to hang around today as we minister the word to the world. Is that all right? I find it. And I'm going to just read for a minute. I want to give a good backdrop on this as well. Here at Unfailing Love Ministry, 80% of our churches have people under the age of 18. World. So we've got the raising of a mighty army of leaders who love and who train heart so God can use them for his glory. And we're excited about that. We're excited about the shape and uniqueness of the making of our church. Amen. All right, is everybody there? I'm giving everybody time to get there. Okay. Backdrop. Habakkuk is a philosophical prophet, and his message, I'm reading from the forward, is embedded in a dialogue he has with God over the impending destruction of Judah and at the hands of a nation with a reputation for power. Listen to this. I want to place yourself in this. Judah at the hands of a nation with a reputation for power, cruelty, and wickedness. Habakkuk questions God for sitting by and doing nothing as injustice and violence run rampant. And you get a picture of the USA today. Even though God's people cry out for help, heaven seems strangely silent. Like Job, challenges God boldly and then awaits God's response. This is Habakkuk challenging God boldly and then he awaits God's response. Ultimately, God does respond. Like that, when he will not come when you want him to, but he's always what? Only to indicate that he will punish sin wherever he can be found, even among his people, using whatever means he desires. The prophet eventually accepts that God's ways cannot be completely understood by the people, and he is encouraged to learn that God intends to destroy the wicked. So even as he pledges to restore Judah's fortune. Habakkuk even acknowledged this in his prayer. A psalm like him celebrating God's discreet rather God was sent to the earth to fight for his people against rival nations. The rival laws and Columbus questions are supremely relevant to contemporary culture. Why do arrogant and predatory people prosper while benevolent and humble people are victimized by violence or tyrannical society? That was one of the questions that Hamana had. Second question he had is, why do greedy businessmen, listen up, and politicians flee beyond their privilege, rarely coming to justice? Anybody think about America right now? Why do powerful nations oppress smaller nations for the sake of enslaving people and harvesting natural resources? Anybody think about Africa right now? Answers to questions like these do not come easily. In fact, answers may never come. Regardless, Habakkuk soon trusts that God's covenant people will not only survive, hallelujah, that will be us, but they will thrive, that will absolutely be us, as they remain faithful to the eternal one, that is God, who comes to redeem and restore them. In some ways, the redemptive activity of the church addresses Habakkuk's question. Will the fathers of Jesus clothe the naked? We'll do that. And feed the hungry? We will do that. They are joining God in his kingdom work. We do kingdom work here at our Father Love Ministries. Amen? Okay. To repair the world. When they take in widows and orphans and speak out against national and personal evil, they are meeting evil head on under his gentle reign. That would be us. When they sell their possessions or live among human traffickers in order to rescue sex slaves, thinking about America right now, they are partakers, or partners rather, with God in denouncing these foul acts and putting things right. Unfortunately, or utterly rather, God would put an end, if he will, to evil and all of its manifestations. Until then, our family love has plenty of work to do. The right gift is a church. That would be us. Has plenty of work. Amen. So I want to read that forward here about of Habakkuk, because sometimes when we church, when we open up the Bible, we tend to think that it's not relevant to us. But when we read this forward and realize what's going on back then, in biblical times, and we look at CNN News, and then we look at Channel 12 and NBC, whatever, you know, the scandal and football, we realize the world is in the same mess. You know what it was back then. Hallelujah. The rich is powerful, getting richer, the poor, getting poor, who's having anybody in between. Amen? Don't think that we are still contemporary to biblical times. Don't let nobody, no religion, other religions tell you that the Bible is not relevant. Amen? It is an outdated thing written by a white man trying to put you in slavery. No, if you really fulfill the Bible will set you free.
Yes,
it will. God put his word, and it heals them, and it delivers them from all of their destruction. Amen? The word of the Lord is light, and when it's in the end, it brings the light. It brings you out of your darkness and to marvelous light. The Bible is a freedom ride for you. If you ride it from Genesis to Revelation, if you take it in personally, you eat it, you try to live it. Amen?
Amen.
One of the lessons we have today, well, our young people get in after we go off the air, is really biblical. Living a biblical life, you can do that. Amen? And not be square. In fact, if you do it, you will be eternal.
Yeah.
And that's a much better place to be than being hip and square and on topic and rocking and whatever all the terminology that young people use today, say gym and in crowd. And so we're very contemporary today with Habakkuk and what's going on. All right? So when we go over here, what does that have to do with what shit is going to talk about happening? Because I said I was going to talk about Habakkuk feeling too, right? Let me read it from this translation. It'll make sense in just a few minutes. Right, he says, in this Bible, I will take my place, 2 and 1, at the watchtower. Right? I will stand at my post and watch. Anybody looking? Anybody know what time it is? Anybody here?
Yeah.
Anybody watching what's happening today? And our society, and our generation, what's happening to our young people? What's happening to our people who go on the internet at 13 years old in a Florida somewhere? Amen. What's happening? Sex trafficking. What's happening in our schools when our kids come out of school or kicked out of school? They don't know how to read and write and subtract, multiply, divide. Amen. They come out thinking they don't know what sex they really are. I could be a male today, could be a female tomorrow. I don't know. I'm just bi or tri, whatever. In God, we have a definite identity. Amen. He knew what he created. Amen. Just like we have AC and DC and electricity, God created Adam and Eve. Amen. And they were male and female, and they were supposed to be able to connect together to co-create. Amen. Genesis 1, 26 and 27 says, be fruitful. Hey, glory to God. Multiply, replenish, subdue, and dominate. Amen. The reason we're not conquering anything is because we've got it all fixed up in the water. Amen. We got it very, very, very confused when people try to confuse you about what God originally did. Amen. I'm not saying that things don't happen. They certainly happen. Amen. But I'm telling you, the original plan was the original plan. When God wrote his vision down in his heart about how what he was going to do and create the world and create a man, he took 7 days. He sat down and every day he spoke it into existence, and so it was. Amen. God had a definite plan in mind. He was not confused when he created the world and the universe and everything that he created. Nothing the Bible says that was created and what God didn't create evil. Amen. Go figure. So you could choose. You could have choice. God wanted us to have choice. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Just then, probably think that we would go crazy with choice, but since we did, now he has to be correct. That's choice. He said, I set before you this day life and death, choose life. He gives you an open book text with the Bible. Choose life. Whenever anybody chose anything that was against God's word, they just chose death. Amen. On a fast train. Okay, back to the scripture. 2 and 1. I will take my place at the watchtower. I will stand at my post and watch, the prophet said. I will want to see what he says to me. How many of you can say that I believe God is talking to me? How many of you can say it?
Amen.
I believe God is talking to me.
Yes.
Amen. He's talking to me about what he wants me to do. And God is still speaking. He has not shut up his mouth according to your life and what he wants for you. Amen. In the person of the Holy Spirit, scripture says there will be a voice behind your ear telling you to go this way or that. Who are you going to listen to? Scripture says, my sheep know my voice. No other voice will they hear. They will follow me. Amen.
Yes.
So here what the prophet says. I need to think about how I should respond to him. You need to think about how you're going to respond to God.
Yes.
For your life, for your work, for your ministry. How are you going to respond? Young people, you cannot respond if you're sleeping on the job.
Right.
You won't be able to hear the Holy Spirit clearly. I would just wake up. I would tell my body to just wake up, eyes open up, ears heart. I want to receive what God has for me because what he has for me is better than what I try to serve up myself. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. Because when God puts stuff, he knows how to make it rise. Right.
Hallelujah.
You won't forget your gladness with God. God will say, if you rise, it'll rise. If you fluff, you won't eat. Amen.
Good.
I'm just telling. I need to think about how I should respond to him. When he gets back to me with this answer, how many of you know that the Bible says, I'm just saying what scripture says, that before you call, I'll answer. Why you get secret? Amen. Hallelujah. So we have a God who answers us when we call. Here, the songwriter says, "Turn one to the Father." This is God speaking now. If I don't know what God,
Got the thing?
Yes.
You better write it down. Here it goes. God says this. Dr. V, Deacon Goode, Pastor Pam, Minister Pam, Minister Gemma, Principal P, Pastor Lane, Sister Kenyatta, young men, young women, in love, unfailing love ministry. This is what God is telling you. Write down this vision.
Yes.
World, God wants you to have a vision for your life. Amen. A vision for your work. A vision for your ministry.
Yes.
A vision for your children. A vision for your marriage. A vision for your husband. A vision for your wife. A vision for your community. A vision for your government. See how powerful God is in empowering us. Amen. If we have a vision. He said, if my people, they on my side. If my people that are called by my name will humble themselves, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, God, Father, and I will look down, I will heal the land. What land you talking about? I got no land. I ain't got no 48 of you. Your land could be your body, it could be your mind, it could be your spirit, it could be your children, it could be your parents. It could be your family, it could be your school, it could be your community, it could be your family. God has done it all. He made it all. So this actually went well with it. Bible tells us in Psalms 139, because I know you're downstanding and you're uprising. I know your thoughts are far off. I know that you know that I can't find you. He didn't have to make a bad day. I'm next to God. Does not lose this thing straight. So the better word is you got to. Before GPS is upgraded, God has preferences. Amen. He got that on me. He got that on me. Amen. His voice came walking through the door. It was a cooler day. They couldn't hide from him. Amen.
Yeah.
And neither should they have wanted to. And neither will we. We want to be upright and close with God. Amen.
Amen.
So God is telling the prophet of Habakkuk, listen, Habakkuk, listen. Write down this vision. I want you to write it clearly on a tablet. Write it on your tablet. Write it on your cell phone, whatever you want to do, in your notes, whatever. Write it there.
Write it.
So that anyone who reads it may run.
Yes.
Holy God. Hallelujah. I'm going to come back to that one a minute because that one is so significant. My God. Verse 3 says, for the vision points ahead to a time I have appointed. That's God saying, I have appointed this time. God knows, you know what I'm saying? I know we're going to do something for me. I don't know when, I don't know how, but I know we're going to have an appointed time to bring you through, to bring me out. The cost is more than a cost. The cost is more than a cost. For me to be a day, for me to be a son of a conqueror. He has a point in time. I'm like, go of all my days. I'm just going to wait till my train starts. Glory be to God. But I'm going to write the vision. Because God has promised right here. So the vision points to a time I have appointed. Not only that, it testifies regarding the end. And it will not lie. Hallelujah. Even if there is a delay, wait for it. It is coming, and it will come without delay. I want to encourage you today. The Lord tells us to do several things that are so important. We cannot miss a step. Let's go back over this again. He says, number one, write.
Yes.
Number two, he says, make it plain, make it clear, make it understandable. You ever went and you want to read something to somebody who wrote, you go, well, I can't read this to someone's gibberish. No. You don't want to write longhand, cursive, whatever like that. Just write, stick, whatever like that. Make it plain. In other words, take the time and say, you know, have you ever walked into, this will take you back a little bit. McDonald's used to have a phrase, you can have it your way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, two buns, patties, and apple special sauce or whatever like that. So back then, in that era, 30 years ago, when we went in there, you know, at our cultural time, so I was on my way. You understand what I'm saying? And they go, well, what do you want? Do you want a Big Mac or do you want a quarter pound? Because a Big Mac is different from a quarter pound.
Yeah.
It looks different. It tastes different. It costs different. Amen. You could walk in and that John said, I want anybody's what? They're going to lose anybody. Amen. You have to know what you want. You want a Big Mac? I want a Big Mac. That's all. I want a quarter pound with cheese or without cheese. That kind of fries used to really taste good. Amen. Glory to God. Huh. But when you walk up to the counter and question what you want, you have to have a clear mind about what you want.
Yeah.
You didn't walk up to the counter and go, I don't know what I want because they don't sell all of them.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
You have to know what you want. Huh? And the Bible tells us that if you ask in the name of God according to his will, he's obligated to give it to you. Amen. So, when you write your vision down, all you have to do is say, God, this is what I would like to see my life look like.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is what I'd like to see my body look like, my yeah. heart look like, my relationship look
yeah.
like, my marriage look like, my church look like, my kids. This is what I would like to see.
Yeah.
According to your will, whenever you're ready to do it, it's your point of time. But I'm going to let you know plainly, this is what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
When they used to ask us, young people, they used to ask us when we were coming up, I don't know if they asked us anymore, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah.
We used to say, policeman, not anymore. We used to say fireman, now. We used to say doctor, lawyer, industry, whatever like that. We would have a clue.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you have children, what do they want to be when they grow up? You go, what is that? That ain't plain. This is not plain. You have to just show it out of the way. When God said make it plain, to kill a vision
yes,
for 1 year, get a blessing, get a shooting jacket. You know, no, if what you're asking for has two legs, two arms, a head, two eyes, a nose, or whatever. Nose is black, green, brown, nose is how long. You know, get a real clear picture of what you want. From God, what you
yes.
want your life to look like, what you want your home to look like, what you want, and so that if you don't know, it could come into everything, and you don't even know it because you don't know what it looks like.
Yeah,
it'll pass you by.
Yeah,
God was not sitting there yesterday. You were better than walking.
My God,
why? Because you didn't recognize it.
Yeah.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
You didn't recognize it. When God had a picture of what he wanted on earth,
yes,
he said, listen, I want the light to be on
yes.
here and the darkness to be over here.
Yes.
Huh? Yes. I want, when it's dark, I want the more stars, the light of the dark. It doesn't take somebody to work all night. Get home, amen? I want the moon to hang over here at night.
Yes.
I want the sun to be up in the morning. And I want to have rain so thick and go through the universe and warm my people so they don't have to fall all the time. Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah. He knew not only what he wanted, but he knew the function of it.
Yeah.
Why do I want that? I want it for my people to be fit.
Yeah.
I want a good marriage for my kids to have great parents. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? I want a good marriage because when my kids be home, I still want to be cooking with my husband. Amen. I got a clear vision of why I want a man. Amen. I said I want a comfortable spring, and I want somebody to sit out on the rocking chair with me and drink. I see my people on the side and say, you want that? You got it, y'all know that now, what we want, and we got to take 2 or 3 years to figure it out. I've been here 2 or 3 years. Then I better work that out. Yeah. You know, they want to work that out. They're together. You understand what I'm saying? We got a clear picture already in our mind of what we're looking for.
Yeah.
It takes a long time. I'm just saying. If you know what you want,
yes.
when God presents it, you're ready to receive it. Amen.
Yes, you are.
I've been waiting on you. I've been waiting on this. I've been waiting on this for peace. I was talking about school for the church, and she showed up and I just said, okay, I got that on the table. For all the experience, she didn't even know. prison, but God, call her to me out. Call her to me, God. Because I came when I'm doing it.
Yes.
We put it out there. We put it out there. The universe goes, that gravitational pull. You know now about gravity. Amen.
Yes.
Gravity can be used to draw things to you. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Good time that. And so we're going to the law of attraction drew her into my life because I had a vision of what I want. The law of attraction drew you into a self-love ministry because you know what you were looking for. You were looking for a place where people accept you just as you are loved to whom you love me. Amen?
Amen.
Hey, so when God said number one, he said what?
Right.
Number two, he said what? Make it plain. Make it clear about what it is that you want. And then he said, listen, I love this translation. Write it on tablets. Put it on something profound. Amen. Back then, in biblical times, when God wanted to give his rule to people, he called Moses up to the mountain and he wrote on tablets. Amen. The Ten Commandments. And they added all that other stuff to it, but he wrote 10 specific commandments. And then when Moses got angry and threw him down, when he came back up, then Moses had to write. I love it. So my point, there's going to be another message. My point is that God believes in writing stuff down. That's my point. It's as simple as that. So if God believes in writing it down, why wouldn't he tell you to write it down, too? Amen? Jesus said, it is written on me in the bottom of the book. I come. And so here you go. Then that's the third thing is put it on the tablet. Write it clearly. That's the second thing. And then put it where? On the tablet. Put it somewhere so you can go back and read it again. Amen? If you didn't write it, it's not going to happen. Fourth thing, he says, now this is the result of that. I love it. So that anyone who reads it may run. That's a bold statement right there. Because we hear this thing. Everybody has a life on a cup of tea. Everybody has a life with a call to this, a call to me. Everybody has a see that what I've asked God for and what I've written down and what I've envisioned. They're not going to necessarily think it credible or believe it. But the scripture here says, if you write it, if you make it plain, when the people see it, this is my commentary, I'll speak to it. When people see it, they're blessed. So, you want that? Let me see what I can do to get that. Because I think that's a good thing, what you're asking for right here. You know exactly what you want. You made it plain. I can really see this is why that was necessary. I can see how that can look to so many people. I can see why your marriage is clearly defined and you put it right here. Anybody would want to be a part of that family. Anybody would want to be your neighbor. Anybody would want to be your friend. Does this make sense? When you write it, it is God ordained and God appointed. It's going to attract anybody. My mama used to say, honey attracts bees. I ain't never seen a bee in my life. Have you ever seen a bee in my life?
No.
You ain't gonna see a bee that doesn't like honey. Who made honey? Who made bees? Who gave you the vision? Sometimes you just have to make it plain like that, right, Principal P? Huh? There's a principle in algebra that says that, what is how to say? If X plus Y equals, and if it's not, it's all the time. If it's not true, it's not true all the time. Right. What principle is the principle around that? Okay. If A, well, I'm going to make it up. It's a similar thing. If A plus B equals B, and it equals B all the time, well, it's not true. Right. That's the principle. Right. So, if God, who made everything, all right, ordained for bees to be on the earth and bees to lay honey, and that's never changed, and man can't even change. Man can't stop bees from making honey. And if God ordained something in your life, hello, get the picture. If God ordained it, if God sanctioned it, he said, for a point of time, I'm going to make sure you have nobody. No weapon formed against you, your problem. Nobody can take it away. God's giving, God's breathing, God's vision. It's yours. Don't create, don't think, I'm going to ask God for something. I'm scared if I get it. Somebody might take it for me. I'm asking for a fine husband, and whatever, but I don't know. I better ask for not a fine husband, because if I get a fine husband, some woman may want to take it. She just died crying, so don't ask for what I want. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. May not be fine to you, be fine to glory. So, anyway, sometimes your counselor is telling everybody has to call the girl. Go, here we go. Back to this. So, we get ready to go. I want to paint a picture world today. Blog talkers, business, archivists, those who are listening here, even in Unfailing Love Ministry. On the theater side, write down this vision. We're gleaning from this for our lives. Write down your vision. Write it clearly. Write it on the tablet. So when anyone sees it and they read it, they may run with it. This is a promise in verse 3. But the vision points ahead. May not happen this instant. It points to a time I have appointed. God will decide when it will be suitable, when it will come to pass, when it will be birthed, when it will be manifested. God is God's timing. Amen? We need to stay in a position of that timing is what?
Now.
Amen. Glory to God. I'm so glad you're here. And then it says, it testifies regarding the end. And it was not lying. When it says it testifies regarding the end, when you write it, when you make it plain, when you put it on a tablet so people can see it and run with it, the end result of it is going to speak for itself. If it was a grand vision, if it was a vision given by God, if it was something that you were really, truly committed to the point that you not only write it, but just get it right on it and expect, have a great expectation for it. Begin to pray about it. Begin to thank God for it in advance. Begin to speak of it as if it had already happened. Amen. You know, blow it up. Amen. Put it on the wall. Take some of them other people off the wall. They're doing what they're supposed to be doing. You put yourself up there doing what you want to do. Amen. And now, the people who were coming up in our era, we had Michael Jackson and Stevie Wonder and all the big cultures and stuff, all that love. Stop! Is that what you want to be? When you get, you blow yourself up large in the church. God, I think myself being great and daring for your glory. And I see myself being a great inventor. I see myself being a great principal and having a huge school and franchises and people patterning, you know, our teaching models all across the world. Amen. Lord, I thought I had a problem with growing up. God doesn't have any problem with enlarging your territory. Amen. The bad act is enlarging my territory. Don't let me cause any pain as I become visible. Glory to God. If you can conceive it, amen, what God has already had in store for you. The scripture tells us that God knows our beginning from our end. He knows. He already knows. So you're not going to surprise God by asking for something that he's already ordained. You're not going to catch God off guard. God's not going to say, I'm going to ask for something that he gave. No. God goes, I love you, my children. Don't take me small. You know, they call Pastor Money back there. I love it. They call it Big Daddy. Amen. I love that concept. God calls him, you know, he has a great certain spirit. But I think they call him Big Daddy Love and he's sexually because he's going to be charged in his life. Amen. He's handling stuff. He's taking them here. He's fussing at him. He's going to school. He's doing that. He's invisible. He's never gone. I've been knowing him over 30 years. He's always been present. He's never been a day in his inaction. Amen. He's not missing. He's fair. And you know what? God's like that with us. He's not missing. In action, he's not a rolling stone. You know, He's right there. God is right there. He's always there. He's big daddy. He is El Shaddai. He's the mighty God. He's the everlasting God. He's a great counselor, wonderful counselor, and he's a prince of peace. He's all that. You need to know how big your daddy is. You need to know how big your God is. Amen. And if you knew that, then you would have read big dreams. You would have read big dreams. Amen. You say, here I am, big dreams. Huh? I showed up like you show up. At God's one time, I know it's ready and right for me. Glory to God. And if someone touched your heart today, this is the second month, the first Sabbath of a new year, 2016. The world has long declared, even in 2015, and even our pastor here, 11 Citizens on Ministry, have declared, 2015 is going to be a game changer year. Amen? If you want to do what you did last year, again, how do you want to repeat every day of last year? I'm expecting big and greater things. Amen? My husband is getting ready to start a new business. I already picked Foxwood. I already did some being able to employ many people and bless many people and help many people come from homeless to having a home. Amen? I can fix this. Amen. On telephone, my other brother, my husband is really big. He told me this goes. Almost the very first time we got together, I want to open up a chess club. Here it is 2 years later, and he's getting ready to open up a chess club. Amen? Now, I'm teaching. I mean, you have to participate in a vision, like not just sit there pulling your thumb and go like, oh, gosh, stop that, I'm stuck. No, he talks about it. He continues to play chess. He plays chess in between college infancy. He plays chess. He plays chess in commercials. He plays chess when we get. You know, the moment he sits down, he does nothing, he plays chess, he's on it. It's just a chess. Amen? Amen? He teaches real estate. Okay, he's going to be a property manager. Why? Because he's on it. He's staying in a flow and in a vein of what he wants to do. Don't put your dream on a shelf, on a man on the counter, look at it one side and one side. Whenever you do that, fine. No. Walk with the dream. Talk about the dream. See it happening. Tell people it's already done. Amen? It's a good deal in my life. Celebrate with me. Oh, come on over. Let's have somebody here. We'll talk about it quick. Doctor, you want to talk about that? Elizabeth Quill, you're being here. So I said, well, I'll come talk about Elizabeth Quill. Get closer and closer. I got a freak going on right now. And I had a freak going on when I was being in the chair 7 years ago. 2 days of the time, and I was having people in here. I'm still having people there some years later, amen? I'm walking in it. Amen? I'm so acquainted with it. I look like it. Amen? My favorite comment is, who's in the end now? Why? Because they always know. I'm going to always have somebody left in the end. Amen? I'm always going to be living with Dr. B. Amen? Because Dr. B, that's the vision. God gave me. Amen? I'll never be homeless because I provide homes for the homeless. Amen? And I love what God does. Is it going to be difficult sometimes? Amen. Waiting for your vision? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We're waiting anyway. Amen.
Amen.
One day rush 9 months. And it's a baby rush machine has about that. The doctor and I had about that. It wasn't a baby after all kinds of machines and stuff. Gotta make sure it's a baby coming because the baby coming early. Amen. If you know when the baby comes early, there's always some kind of complication. Glory to God. Wait your time. When it's time to move on over up and slide out ready to go, no, where are I am. Amen. Glory to God. But at the same time, a woman, you have to remind her as she carries a baby that she pray. Her stuff is getting bigger, her nose is getting wider, her feet is getting bigger. You know what I'm saying? She can't eat serious food. She's walking around. Yeah, all that kind of stuff. She looks great. She acts great. Amen. If you got a vision, you need to look like you got a vision. You need to act like you got a vision. You need to talk like you got a vision. You need to walk like you got a vision. I heard Sister Gemma tell her daughter that wonderful thing. I miss her sometimes. She told her granddaughter, she said, don't walk with your head down. And then she goes, so walk with your head up. You know, and John said, don't get buzzed. I love this association. But the point being was that was so wonderful for you. You got to imagine, Matthew, who you had up with? You know, who you had up with? People, when you walk in, even if you're interviewing for a job, it's just 184 feet. Walk in like you got a reason. They said, you know what, John? I don't know. You came in here to be a stalker, but I can't believe you can't do it. 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 You understand? So it removes you, as the scripture says, about the plan. I'm going to set my life out. I'm going to watch him sleep. I'm going to listen to hear what he has to tell me. And when he tells me, I'm going to write it down. I'm going to write it on a tablet. I'm going to make it clear. So when people see, they run with it. Now, I think it's okay if I get run with my father close to money. How many of you know the time of the fastest run in the whole world? How many of you know that time? How fast was the time you know? Dad Jordan Percy, this teacher. You know what the time was? I can tell you what the time was. Better than that competition. Amen. And if you ask her, you know, who are you competing against? She would tell you myself. I was trying to do my last track. That's how I won.
Amen.
Huh? You don't have any competition in your vision. All you have to do is get up there today and be more than you. Try to outdo what you did yesterday. You get a little bit more. Just do a little bit more. Okay? Right? Okay. We're going to get ourselves in our ministry, the higher people, all the people that are before. We're going to learn a little bit more today than we did yesterday. People are going to want to follow us where we go. Straight up in here on Saturday at 4 o'clock. Wherever you are at 4 o'clock, that's where I'm going to be. Because I see the witness of your life. It's testifying. Like you must be a loving person if you should be like her. You spoke to me and nobody else spoke to me. You paid for my groceries and I didn't even have enough money to pay for it. You didn't even know why I had to go to church. So, little acts of kindness will let people know that you got a vision for your life. Huh? And they want to go wherever you are and get that vision faith. Amen? Who are you? I want to treat people that kind. I want to be wherever you are. Because if you mention this all the time, I want to be where you are. People know you have a reason for your life. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. What's that comment? Amen. We bless the Lord today that you have joined us from all across the world. Last time I count, we had 31,000 listeners, archives, and live listeners to us. We count that as a great number. So, multiply times 10, 10, 10. Wherever you listen from today, this has been in Africa, Australia, Sweden, San Francisco, where tomorrow night everybody's going to be rooting for their team. I want you to get a shout out for your team right now, Team Jesus. Amen. Let's get them 100. My manager told me if you end with Christ, you win. So we are never going to leave home without him here at Unselfed Love Ministry. We count with your home too if you want to tune in every Saturday at 4 around 4 o'clock with us for the Love Zone service. We want you to do that. From the comfort of your home or wherever you are, just show up. And if you would like to join us in person here at RBA, call us 53 11 Distributor Drive, Richmond, Virginia.
Amen. Show up. We'll love you up. Amen. That's amen. Glory to God. We are going to close our public broadcast now. We're going to share our hearts and minds to our leadership teachers and our planning. And I just thank God that people could join us. If you would like to speak, if you heard our vision today, if you want to bless our vision, please do so. You can send your love, offering, gift, whatever you like, to us directly. You can send it to Unfailing Love Ministry, 8542 Sunnyvale Drive, Huntsville Parish, rather, Chesterfield, Virginia, 23832. Go ahead and do that. Make that just something that will witness the fact that you have heard a message today that calls you to want to write your vision. And then it comes. Right on time, run with it, and then wait for the appointed time. Because it is going to testify. God is not a man to lie. That is what he said he's going to do. That is what he's ordained. That is his failure. Amen. God loves to see you. Amen. Happy. But he knows that that happiness you have to speak to who he is in your mind to somebody else with you. Amen. Glory to God. We want to ask you.
Thank you.